The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, Zach Harrison is on the line. The big defensive end. Yeah, man, 6'5", 275, all muscle. Zach, man, what's going on with you? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? I'm blessed, man. How are you?
We're doing great, man. I mean, like, enjoying the way this defense is playing. You know, I have a thing on this show, Zach, where I talk about tip ball, strip sack, and we got a bunch of that stuff last week, man. Talk about the tip balls and you know, leading the touchdowns and turnovers.
Yeah, man, just attention to detail in our, starts at the beginning of the week, detailing, our game plan and having to make sure everyone's on the right page. And then when you get to game day, just execute, man, and do what you're supposed to do. You know, if we're taught, if we can't get there, get a hand up, and that's what I did. And it fell in Judon's hand, and he scored.
Okay, now – you know, this is I'm an old school guy, Zach. So is Judon. So what did he give you now? Because you half that ball is yours now. All right,
nah,
now
we're gonna talk about that later, man. We got games to win now, but don't let's believe I'm gonna remember that for sure. Okay. I got him a touchdown. I'm gonna need something.
Hey, yeah, just make sure it's a tropical. Make sure it's a tropical island. All right, all inclusive resort, something like that. Adults only resort. Yeah, he got it.
So man. I'm gonna get something nice because he got six off me. So we gonna get something nice. But like I said, right now we got games to win. So
that sounds good.
Come down later.
Hey Zach, I think the biggest thing I was taught this a long time ago is the growth from year to year as a player in this league. And you talk about last year. I remember we were and I was talking to people about you after that Carolina game. Like, this dude right here from outside Ohio State. You watch the Carolina game. He's got it and everything. How has this growth from 1 year to this year? How has it been for you? And what is the biggest thing you think you've improved on this year?
Man, it's really just that, man. Just kind of having a growth mindset. Just improving. Had a little position change at the beginning of the year. I'm playing more toward on the inside of everything, and it's different than been playing on the edge all the time. So, just kind of growing and adjusting there, just, being patient with myself, but also, pushing myself to get better, to understand there's going to be growing pains with it, and just kind of staying the course, and you stay the course and you get good results at the end of it if you put in the work. So that's pretty much, my mindset, just trying to get better and better every day.
Zach, is there anything different as far as this defense and what they're asking you to do versus what happened the last couple of seasons for you here as you continue to grow?
Not entirely. Mostly, like I said, just a little bit more playing on the inside and, being versatile in my alignment to be able to do everything from, all across the defensive line. Just really just, being a versatile player who can stop the run or rush the passer from anywhere.
Zach, and we've always talked about, you tune out the outside noise and everything. You're always taught that as a player. Tune out the outside noise. Don't let that affect anything about you. But you guys had to hear about the pass rush and you guys not getting home. What has it been about this recent transition of just sack galore? Because they come in bunches. What has it been about your group, this group, that has turned up the heat the way they have these past few weeks?
I mean, I know I keep saying it, but it's just really just the continue to get better and the growth mindset that we have. Like you said, a lot of we hear the noise, you try to tune it out when you hear it, about us not getting home to the quarterback and, just focus on getting better every week and being more detailed with our assignments and just, you know, having more confidence in, okay, we see the first one go in, and now, you know, we just shooting now. So it's kind of a combination of a lot of things, but a lot of work, a lot of detail in the game plan, and a lot of guys just going out there playing fast and having fun, and, you know, just good things happen when you go play fast and have fun.
Zach Harrison joining us, guys, from our Atlanta Falcons here on Dukes and Bell as we talk about the Falcons matchup with the Commanders. What are you seeing on film with this Commanders team, man, and the challenge that is going to be in front of you guys Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, they're a real good team. They got 10 wins for a reason. You know, they're it's going to be a Sunday night game, and they got a good quarterback, a good O-line, a good run game, a real interesting scheme that, you know, we got to detail in it, and, you know, make sure we fit everything the right way, we cover the right way, and we get in rush the right way. So it's going to be a fun match. I'm excited to play it. It's going to be, you know, Sunday night, everyone's watching. It's going to be a good team, two good teams going at it, playoff atmosphere. So it's going to be a fun one.
Tell me this, because we always like to have fun about colleges and everything like that. And obviously, you went to the Ohio State University. Big win last weekend against the Tennessee Vols. Well, how do you view this team? Because, you know, I mean, you've always had all the talent and everything, but you're in a situation where I believe this, and I'm a dog and all that stuff. But if this team plays like this, who can beat this team in the country how they played against Tennessee Saturday night?
You don't want to get me started talking about the Buckeyes, but I could go for hours, bro. I could go all day. Man, I honestly think that's the best team in the country. If you look across all levels and all sides of the ball, I mean, when we play our best ball, there's nobody who can beat us. Another challenge is going to play our best ball, and another guys in the locker room are going to
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, they ought to do that. They got a mission, and they're going to try to do everything they can to get that goal.
So what would NIL have been like for you?
No, Carl. He was in the NIL era now.
Why are you in my pockets, bro?
You know what I mean? Because they're handing out big checks up there. I mean, you know, they're handing out some big checks, bro. That's all. I want to get a feel for, you know, what it's like to experience that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
No, man, I got up out of it before they started doing these crazy deals. But I definitely was blessed with some opportunities in college, you know, with NIL. But like I said, man, I got out of there before they was doing what they're doing now. But I'm happy for those guys, you know, to be able to, you know, make some money in college and set themselves up for the future.
Hey, tell me something.
Go ahead, Randy.
Because I wanted to ask you something, because, you know, I think the biggest thing that people don't understand, they look at you as he's a defensive lineman, he's an end, he's, like you say, inside pass rusher, but you play teams and everything like that. And so you're on those special teams blocking kicks and everything. How much fun is that? Because I can go from a personal experience watching a defensive lineman that's coming off of one of those crossers down the middle of that A-gap. It's not fun at all. Tell me, how much fun are you having playing special teams?
Oh, I love punt return. That's one of my favorite parts of the game. That you just get to go. You just get to go straight. And it's little people blocking. I'm used to dealing with 300-plus-pound dudes. I get to go against some guys that were 245. So, I mean, it's nothing but fun for me.
And you're doing a really good job on teams as well. No, I was just going to say, man, you know, when we talk about this defensive front and the sack numbers – right, that have increased, I think, since the bye week. That's kind of the point where things just started to get better and better. And I know you've been saying, you know, growth and all that. From an individual standpoint, did you work on specific pass moves in trying to get to the quarterback? Like, what was your focus as this season has gone along that is helping you and obviously helping your teammates get there?
Yeah, just personally, just during the bye week, a lot of self-scout, you know, I just watched myself and watch what I was doing and watch what the old linemen were doing against me and kind of trying to, you know, refine my game and understand what I do well. And because everybody's different, you know, and everybody can and rush the same and play the same. So I got to figure out what I do well, my strengths and my weaknesses, you know, play to my strengths.
Love it. I love it. I love it. And it's always one of those things where you got big bro in the room. And I love Grady is one of my favorite players ever covered, talked about. Tell us about the impact that he's had on your career so far.
No, man, G, it's been awesome to have G this year, man. You know, last year, at the beginning of the year, I was with him, and, you know, he got hurt halfway through, so I kind of missed the second half of the season with him. But now, you know, being with him this year, you know, just being able to talk him through things, talk with him through stuff, and just watch him play. You know, he plays at such a high level with a lot of high effort, and just kind of watching him, how he does his business on and off the field, you know, just kind of, he's been a real bonus for me to have as a vet in the room to watch out and watch how they operate.
Love it.
Zach, what did you watch yesterday, man? Did you watch the football or did you watch more basketball?
I watched football, bro. I'm not watching basketball. I was watching football.
All football. Okay. Yeah. We were talking about the NBA owning Christmas, and then here comes the NFL on Christmas Day, and everybody's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, I was watching football, bro.
Hey, tell me this, Zach. How is it being Santa Claus now? Because, you know, you we ain't counting pockets of counting change and that, but you are the giver now. How has that been with the family, brothers, sisters, and all of everything yesterday?
I mean, it's really awesome, you know, to be blessed in the situation I am. Like I said, the Lord has blessed me so much in so many ways, and to be able to, you know, give back, because they don't ask me for nothing. My family doesn't ask me for nothing.
Right.
So, you know, when I get the chance to spoil them, you know, I take advantage of it, and I'm excited to be able to do that, you know, to see that the smile on their face when, you know, I get them something nice, or, you know, just kind of that, because they've done so much for me. They're the reason why I'm here. So, you know, to be able to give back to them any way I can, you know, I jump at the opportunity to do so.
Love it. Love it. Love
yeah,
it.
The real blessing is what you just said. They don't ask you for anything. Zach!
Nothing, no.
That's beautiful, man. Hey, enjoy. Good luck on Sunday.
Hey,
what's up?
Again.
What's up?
Zach, Judon, make sure it's somewhere with blue water. All right. Inclusive. They don't speak a lot of English, all right? That was big time play, all right?
You thinking small compared to me, bro. You thinking small compared to me.
What are you talking about, going over there with Australia or something? Or you want a car?
Just know. When you see me on Instagram out the country, just know it's Judon. No, I'm just playing.
That's what's up. Hey, you're right, though. You got him a touchdown. Tip ball. You got him a touchdown. Zach, man, thank you for
appreciate
joining
you,
us. Good luck on Sunday, man.
Good luck, fam.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro.